The Lord be with you. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Great to see all of you gathered here for in-person worship here at Peace this morning, the first Sunday of the month. This is a service of Holy Communion that will be offered to those who are in person. But we have others that are joining us here this morning. We have those online. Welcome to our church service here this morning on February 6th at Peace Lutheran. And also, welcome to those who are in the parking lot as well, listening to our transmission through 103.5 FM. We're glad that you've joined us as well. And we will be offering communion to you, to those who are in the parking lot, and we'll guide you through that moment when it comes later in our service. If you were to ask the question to someone today, where do you go to relax and find rest? I think a lot of people would say, I go to the spa, or I go to a pool to relax. John's agreeing. In today's passage from John chapter 5, we're going to hear about a man who was really expecting health and restoration and rest to come his way as he went to a pool. It had a name. It was called Bethesda. But we're going to find that his rest and his recovery didn't come from getting into the pool. It came from an encounter with Jesus at the side of that pool. A good reminder for us as well. We seek after ways to find rest and relaxation, and there are some great avenues that we can do to receive that rest and relaxation, but it truly comes by having an encounter with Jesus. And by the way, he's here with us in our worship service. In his presence, we're calling him to be here with us, and in his body and blood, he's with us as well. His real presence serves us today in our service and goes with us as we conclude our time as well. I do have some announcements to share with everyone here this morning before we begin our worship. The first is that this Wednesday, February 9th, we're going to start a Bible study really based on the epistle lessons that are coming for the following week. These studies are going to be on the second and fourth Wednesday of each month, and the study for this week's going to be 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If you want to plan to be here and attend and read ahead, you can do that. If not, just come. And if you just want to, if you can't make every single session, no problem either, because you can just jump in and come back, and all we're doing is looking at the lessons that's coming for the week ahead. Wednesday, the second and fourth Wednesday, at 10 a.m. in the fellowship hall. The other exciting thing to share with you this morning is that we have an opportunity to talk about hope with all the things that we're experiencing, the pain and sorrow and challenges out in the community. We have an opportunity to talk about hope in a real way. Next Saturday, we're going to have a seminar called Hope for Healing, which is going to be led by Compassion Ministries Executive Director Mike Rinkin. And he happens to be here with us here this morning. Mike's right over here worshiping with us. Not just worshiping with us, but he's going to share with us towards the conclusion of our worship service an update about Compassion Ministries and also give you an invitation for that seminar next Saturday, February 12th, 9 to about 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. I mentioned this before. This is a communion service, so hopefully on your way in you picked up a communion package. If not, just go ahead and raise your hand, and we'll have an usher come your way and give that to you this morning. I think that does it for our announcements this morning. We're going to begin our worship service as it is projected in front of us and also as it is printed in our bulletin this morning. Our opening song is Holy, Holy, Holy.